John Warwick with a song by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. This girl's in love with you, not this guy. Nope. Here's Dusty Springfield singing You Don't Have to Say You Love Me.
Wasn't me who changed but you, and now you've gone away. Don't you see that now you've gone, and I'm left here on my own, that I have to follow you. Even though the golden
Doris Day singing Secret Love. Here is Eartha Kitt with Hugo Winterhalter and his orchestra. She is singing a tune called Two Lovers.
I saw two lovers last night, down where the ships put to sea. One was the image of you, the other was so like me. I saw two lovers last night, while in the sea music played. Music that told a farewell, but I was not afraid. Still I can't erase the memory of their kiss and love. Goodbye, a ship on the far horizon, that last long haunting cry. So tell me now, my love, these two that said goodbye. Say it just couldn't be, no, it never could be, the ghosts of you and I. Last night, down where the ships put to sea, one was the image of you, the other was so like me. I saw two lovers last night, while the sea music played, music that told a farewell, but I was not afraid. Still I can't erase the memory of their kiss and last goodbye. A ship on the far horizon, that long haunting cry. So tell me now, my love, these two that said goodbye. Say it just couldn't be, no, it never could be, the ghosts of you and I.
I have seen the morning burning golden on the mountain in the skies. Aching with the feeling of the freedom of an eagle when she flies. Turning on the world the way she smiled upon my soul as I lay dying. Healing as the colors in the sunshine and the shadows of her eyes. Waking in the morning to the feeling of her fingers on my skin. Wiping out the traces of the people and the places that I've been. Teaching me that yesterday was something that I never thought of trying. Talking of tomorrow and the money, love, and time. time we had to spend. Loving her was easier than anything I'll ever do again. Coming close together with a feeling that I've never known before in my time. She ain't ashamed to be a woman nor afraid to be a friend. I don't know the answer to the easy way she opened every door in my mind, but dreaming was as easy as believing it was never gonna end. And loving her was easier than anything I'll ever do again.
Late Kris Kristofferson, Loving Her Was Easier, passed away just a couple of weeks ago. Really too bad. Such a talented songwriter, musician, actor, athlete. Just, he did it. He did everything, really. And everything he attempted, he excelled at. Kris Kristofferson. Here is Kenny Rogers with Coward of the County.
Everyone considered him the coward of the county. He'd never stood one single time to prove the county wrong. His mama named him Tommy, but folks just called him Yellow. Something always told me they were reading Tommy wrong. He was only 10 years old when his daddy died in prison. I looked after Tommy, 'cause he was my brother's son. I still recall the final words my brother said to Tommy. Son, my life is over, but yours has just begun. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. It won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. There's someone for everyone, and Tommy's love was Becky. In her arms he didn't have to prove he was a man. One day while he was working, the Gatlin boys came calling. They took turns at Becky, and there was three of them. Tommy opened up the door and saw his Becky crying. The torn dress, the shattered look was more than he could stand. He reached above the fireplace and took down his daddy's picture. As his tears fell on his daddy's face, he heard these words again. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. The Gatlin boys just laughed at him when he walked into the bar room. One of them got up and met him halfway across the floor. When Tommy turned around, they said, "Hey, look, old Yellow's leaving." But you could have heard a pin drop when Tommy stopped and locked the door. 20 years of crawling was bottled up inside him. He wasn't holding nothing back. He let him have it all. When Tommy left the barroom, not a Gatlin boy was standing. He said, "This one's for Becky," as he watched the last one fall. And I heard him say, "I promised your dad not to do the things you've done. I'll walk away from trouble when I can. Now please don't think I'm weak. I didn't turn the other cheek. And Papa, I sure hope you understand. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a man." Everyone considered him the coward of the county.
I still hear your sea winds blowing. I still see her dark eyes glowing. She was 21 when I left Galveston. Galveston, oh Galveston. I still hear your sea waves crashing. While I watch the cannons flashing, I clean my gun and dream of Galveston. I still see her standing by the water, standing there looking out to sea. And is she waiting? Galveston, oh Galveston, I am so afraid of dying. Before I dry the tears she's crying, before I watch your seabirds flying in the sun.
Glenn Campbell with Galveston. Here's a little bit of Roger Miller, King of the Road.
Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit broom. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Oh, worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found, short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of their names, and every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 four-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Trailers for sale, rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I stop to see
Klein, she's walking after midnight. Thank you very much for being here this Saturday afternoon on our abbreviated show. We've got more Retro Saturdays coming up here real quickly. Phil is in at 5 o'clock with the news, followed by Backtracking. And then we have Those Were the Days from 6 o'clock p.m. until midnight. Your favorite hits from the 50s all the way up through the early 1990s. Go ahead and call in your requests. Listen for the trivia bell. Lots of fun trivia questions throughout the night. I want to thank Tim Thede for being in the studio this afternoon and engineering not just the football game, but the program. Well done, young man. Thank you very much. So I kick off this last segment with some instrumental tunes as we head to 5 o'clock this evening, starting things off with Love Unlimited Orchestra with Love's Theme. Have a great Saturday evening and a wonderful rest of your weekend. I will see you back here next week.
We'll be right back. Person ever too old to learn something new? Not at Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. Greetings, this is Joe Flores, owner manager of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. Every day my staff and I learn new things from our residents. They teach us compassion, acceptance, resilience, and fortitude. Our residents endured the Great Depression and the Second World War. They teach us patience, sacrifice, and compassion. Our residents belong to the greatest generation of Americans. They are our heroes and inspiration. They help us maintain a habit of excellence and caregiving. They are the wind beneath our wings. No, it's never too old to keep learning. Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, 875 West Side Drive, 647-8205.
There's always family.
Come, join us for Bev's Walk, sponsored by Passages, where we believe every victim. On Tuesday, October 22nd, from 5 to 7:30 p.m., let's gather at Crosscut Park in Richland Center to show support for survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault. Enjoy delicious food from Utter Brothers, Christie's Sunnyside Cafe, and TKO Barbecue, along with inspiring guest speakers, live music from the Pink Whiskey Band, and powerful survivor stories. There'll even be face painting for the kids. Get your event t-shirts for just $25, with all proceeds supporting the Grateful Scholarship in honor of Beverly. Register now by visiting passagesrc.org for more info. Let's walk together for a cause that matters. Bev's Walk, Believing Every Victim, Tuesday, October 22nd at Crosscup Park.
Thank you.